Hey Mike, this is Sam. How are you?
Sam, how are you?
I'm okay, and I'm so sorry about that. But yesterday, actually, I got an emergency, so I went out early yesterday. That's why I didn't contact you. I'm so sorry about that.
What's funny is I'm actually trying to. I had your website online, and I can't. I can't find your website, so I was trying to call you. And then I went back to my phone list, and I was looking for your number, and hang on one sec. Okay, so it was a Prior Creek, Oklahoma. Okay, so I did find your number.
Okay.
Okay, great. Yeah.
And did you find out the attachment that I sent you?
Yes, I did see. What is your website address?
My website, my company website address you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Orbit Design Agency.
That's right. It was Orbit Design.
Yes, Orbit Design.
So we were able to review some of that. Let me pull up some of those.
Right.
Can you give me a second?
Oh, yeah, sure. Take your time.
It's taking forever. I closed everything out earlier, and it's just a little bit challenging. I still reopen. Okay, so let's start with three ways. The three ways document, three ways to reduce shipping costs.
Sure, please go ahead. So, by the way, did you get a chance to share the details with me that we have discussed last time, like images or something else that we have discussed last time?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I'm saying, as per our conversation last time over the phone, right? Did you get a chance to get some pictures for the website or something?
Yes. Yes and no. I was more focused on the content than actually having time to go review the image. We could start on the four tips on shipping food.
Okay.
Looking here. Okay, so everyone that knows the food tastes best when it's fresh. The difference between freshly picked an apple and one that is sitting on your counter for a week is self-evident. You also talk about how temperature-controlled shipping works.
Okay.
Is temperature-controlled shipping expensive? What goods require temperature-controlled shipping? And it just goes into some different things. And I'm just curious, what relation does this have with what we're trying to accomplish?
Okay, so you were talking about the website at the moment. Are you on the website?
No, what is the address for the website? I'm sorry. Again, give that to me again.
Okay, let me share with you. At the moment, we need to discuss the changes on the website or what? What's your plan?
I believe we were supposed to talk yesterday about the content that you sent me.
Yes, and I have.
And we're still on the content. I don't think we have moved from the content yet to even talk about other changes on the website.
Yes, I just shared the content with you. We use like around 12 or 13 keywords in that content, this specific content for these services.
Okay, Sam, I'm sorry to interrupt, but what I'm trying to explain to you is, besides the, I just got the link for the site. We're going to discuss that in a second, but would you like to discuss the content right now, or
Yes.
would you like to? Okay, so I'm back on the content pages, and there is I
Yes.
believe it was
Actually, I just sent you the content file again. Please see the attachment. Check your email.
You just sent me some content just now?
Yes. Please check
Okay.
your email.
Sure. I received the email for the. Oh, okay. So it's in that with the website content doc too. Okay. So let me download that and open that up. Give me one second. Flatbed company, shipping containers, specialty expedited, shipping services, expedited. Okay, and what is this? Is this the keywords?
Yes, the underlying keywords is the 13 keywords that we use for now.
Okay, that's fine. We can we'll come back to this. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, I understand what you're doing. We can discuss this in a few. Let's start with three ways to reduce shipping costs and better manage your business. Document that you sent to me.
Okay.
Let me know when you have that document up.
You just share with me?
Are you reviewing the document?
The document, which document are you talking about? That I just share with you, or you share with
No,
me?
sir. No, sir. Okay, let's backtrack, okay? I really don't. I do not rather not discuss any content that you gave me today.
Okay.
Anything that you gave me, anything that you gave me today, I am not discussing about right now. I'm discussing about the content that you sent me 3 days ago, the revision for the rest of the pages.
Oh, okay. So last time I shared with you three blocks as well, like that you talked.
Yes, you said you sent me three blog pages. Yes, that.
Yes. Okay. Got you. So
Okay, so
which one I can open?
yeah, please open up all three. But we're starting with three ways to reduce shipping costs.
Okay, let me open it. Give me 1 second. Here we go.
Take your time. Please take your time.
I just opened with the 5 LTL shipping questions and small businesses. Yes.
Yeah, open up all three of them if you take.
Yeah, I just opened.
Perfect. Okay, so let's start with three ways to reduce shipping costs and better manage your business.
Got it. I am on.
It starts with it's difficult to keep clients.
Uh-huh. Yes, I'm on.
Okay, perfect. Okay, we talk about you have a breakdown of package shipping cost.
Uh-huh.
Weight and size.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. Additional services.
Yes.
And you also break down on knowing your shipping costs.
Uh-huh.
Check the method of shipping.
Uh-huh.
And compare multiple carrier quotes.
Uh-huh.
Where did this... Well, I would like to know, where did you get instructions on developing this specific page? Was there something that Jimmy or Jesse suggested that we want to have three ways to reduce shipping costs and better manage our business?
No.
Was there any disc?
No. It's only these are the random blocks, right? That's why initially I mentioned them. Like, if you want to change the topic of the blog, so you will let me know. So according to the topic, we will go ahead and write down the blogs. But for now, we are writing down the blogs for you and on the random topics according to the business. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm suggesting is there's so much back and forth that is unnecessary.
Uh-huh.
The content that you delivered. Okay, so let's do this. Let's go to please open up a browser and let's go to TQL.com.
Hang on. Let me go there.
Please take your time.
What was the what we need to write it down? Sorry, come again.
Thomas Quack. Larry.com, TQL.com.
Thomas Craig Carey.com. I didn't get any website. Can you spell it for me?
Thomas.
Uh huh.
Quail Q T. Here, let's start over. T Q L dot com. Thomas Queen Larry dot com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm on.
Okay, you have the locations in the maps?
I'm on the Q.com right here. His expert beyond truckload. The complete website. I just opened on the homepage now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let me go back to the homepage. So I'm on the same page as you.
Uh-huh.
Expert beyond truckload.
Yes.
Okay, so... Let's go to Logistics Services.
Okay, let me open Logistics Services. I'm on.
Okay, so this gives us an idea on full truckload, less than truckload, intermodal,
uh-huh,
dredge, air, and ocean, right?
Uh-huh.
So let's go to the middle one, less than truckload, where all the boxes.
Okay, less than truckload. I'm on.
Okay, so do you see the content that's here on this site here as you scroll down? LTL services tailored to your business needs?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, just an example. We work every day to make quoting, booking, managing your LTL shipments simple and hassle-free. Our LTL services experts and TQL track allows you to select services for each service shipment, for each shipment.
Okay.
This right here is content related to our company.
Okay.
As you even scroll down, it says, what are the 5 key benefits of shipping TL? Okay? Manage your LTL shipments with TL track. Okay?
Got your point.
My point is, just even with carriers, going to the carriers, the content that we paid you to develop isn't even... has anything to do with what they're trying to do. And having developed keywords and going into the keyword section where we didn't even approve the content that we gave originally that we were supposed to approve yesterday. I understand that you're busy, no problem. But we paid you for a service.
Yes.
We paid you to develop the content. We paid you the $500 extra to develop the content. The content is not what we're looking for. The content and even the pages that you put, they're not blog pages. They should not be blog pages at all. It should have nothing to do with blog pages. Blog pages are strictly with WordPress. If we're developing this website in WordPress, then we would be naming our pages blog pages. If we're developing this in PHP, we wouldn't even describe the pages as a PHP page. We would describe it as this is what the name of that page is. So let's head back to our template, the one that you sent me over, the website template, please.
Okay, let me open it. Here we go, I'm on.
And bear with me 1 second. Let me go to... that wasn't the website link. That wasn't the template. Where did that? I think that's in the files you sent. The link is with that email. Let me double check. Webcontent.file. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Okay, so I'm on the site now. So just even going to our services, we have our different categories of what we're doing. But just even on the home page, we need to have clear understanding of what the content is that we're putting here. What I would like to do, if possible, Sam, if we can go ahead and do we have... a document with all our an outline with all our links and what drop downs and what facets of search that we're going to have on the site.
You're talking about the search bar on the site, or document for each service that you want?
We were talking, referring to the rate quote abilities on the site.
Rate?
What the?
Rate
yeah,
quote.
So you're able to search and facilitate a quote online on our website?
Rate quotes for what exactly purpose of the rate quote for what service? I need to understand that at that point. Rate quotes for the project for aid specialist, or which service do you want to show search out the rates, and where that rates comes from? We need to put that rate manually for each services according to, or it will be come from the third party, or what? How it would be calculated?
Okay, so let's do this. We were referring to of tracking a shipment.
Tracking.
You're able to work. Okay. Yeah, you're one of the features is we were having a back end. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like you to send me all the documentation that you have on the development of the site. That's what I'd like to do. I think that would be a little bit that'd be beneficial. So I have an updated understanding on what tasks are being developed within the site. Would you be able to give that to me? Sam, did I lose you? Sam, are you there? Sam, did I lose you?